Isaiah 43:18-19. I'm going to be reading from King James Version. It says, "Remember ye not the former things, neither consider the things of the old. Behold, I will do a new thing. Now it shall spring forth. Shall ye not know it? I will even make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert." This is God's promises. Last year, I had a really good run. I enjoyed goodness from God. Oh my God, I enjoyed favor. I started out a new role. I made friends. Lisa made useful, good friends. Yes, so, you know, previously I used to be a loner, super introvert, you know. But last year, I changed a lot. And the most important, the most interesting part of my decision, super decision making, was towards the end of the year, November particularly, when I quit my job. I learned a lot during that time, but I'm happy I did that, actually. It made me learn, you know. Someone said experience is not the best teacher, but that experience, it was a very, 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 very beautiful teacher. And I am so glad that happened. So 2022, it started like a joke, yeah, you know. I was experiencing a whole lot of self-doubt at the beginning of 2022, in January particularly. I was having some sort of, I won't call that depression, but I was mostly sad. And a lot of things were not really working as I had hoped they would. You know, I've been a victim of a lot of scams and a lot of it from people I actually love. So I was really down. I was. But God helped me, you know. God showed himself and things started falling in lines for me. I started enjoying peace of mind when I decided particularly to focus on peace. I remember on the 27th of January, 2022, when I made some decisions. And funny enough, the funny thing is that, you know, I actually stood on those things I said. Previously, I would just say something and then I just, you know, okay. But that day, I made some declarations. And ever since then, it has been beautiful. Like, I'm so proud that I actually stood on the things I said and I did not derail. Yeah, you know. So when I decided that I needed peace, some things that were bothering me, you know, I decided that they were not worth it. Yes, and I needed peace. Peace came very easy. Trust me. Yeah, when you decide on something, it works. Even God hears your decisions. He sees your heart and he just gives them to you. So after peace came establishment, because I had been asking myself, what exactly will I be doing? You know, some of the choices I made, it affected me financially. But I made them and I had to ask myself, what are you going to do, Lisa? What path are you going to walk on now? And God made everything easy, you know. He actually, you know, gave me this sense of, you know, starting things. And there are some things I had started, I just had to build on them. And, you know, 2022 became so beautiful. I started out things that I probably, you know, had dreamt of. And I also saw how consistency worked in 2022. Yes, I believe I am a deep believer of consistency. I improved a lot on my skills because I was consistent, although not very consistent, but I was consistent. And I see how it works. And this year, over consistency, that is yeah, I'm going to be super consistent in this 2023. I improved a lot on my skills last year, and I don't even understand why I didn't get any certifications last year, but this year I am going for the gold. I am going for that diamond. Yes, I will write everything and I will pass, because I would always pass. I am not a failure. Nothing I touch would fail. So for me to actually bring up my, you know, bring out or tell myself, I will write this thing, I will pass them. Yes. But yeah, thinking about some experiences I had in 2022, some of them, and when I think of it, I'll just be like, now what? What was I thinking? You know, there are some things that happened in 2022, and you know, thinking about them sometimes make me cry. Yes, I cry. I cry when I'm sad sometimes, and I wish I didn't have to go through all of that. Like, you know, I wouldn't even wish my enemies to go through that. There's a particular thing I'm talking about, and although it was very disappointing, but God helped me. God has always been my helper, and I'm thankful for that. I'm thankful that He always shows up when I need Him. And I even wonder how I made it through, because I'm not built for some certain things. So I have molded my mind to be so goodly and godly, so much so that, how will I put it, I know game mind again. Like, there are certain things that a normal person would go through and feel okay, and I would go through, and it's like I'm walking through flames. So I have molded my mind to be so goodly that some certain things that happened to me, it's a lot on me. So 2022, you know, it was my best year at that time, and still my worst year. And it will, God in heaven, no other year will be as, it will, every other year will be better than 2022. I will not experience the things I had experienced in 2022. Yeah, so it was a beautiful year, but, you know, there were ups and downs, and I made it through. And I made it because God was faithful to me. He showed me His goodness and His faithfulness. And I want to bring to your attention one of the gifts God has given us today, and that's a gift of new beginnings. Yeah, you know, we get to start again, all over, afresh, not looking back but moving forward. You know, every year people make New Year resolution, you know, I'm going to do this, I'm going to stop doing that. This 2023, I didn't write any New Year resolution because I want to work with my mind. You know, I see a future that I want, and the things I do has to be in line with that future I want. So I know the Bible says, write the vision, make it plain. Yes. But I have written the vision in my mind, and it is plain there. And sometimes I wake up in the morning and that's all I see. So I don't think writing any other thing down would actually do more than, or I don't know. I feel like what I see is enough to give me energy, strength, and drive to be consistent on that path. Yes. So, you know, people write resolutions and they're not able to keep to it. I think the resolution we need is to picture what we want at the end of the year. Not just writing it down, picture. You know, the year has started. I know we're in February already, but it is still the beginning of 2023. And we are still able to, you know, do things and make plans for the year. We are still in the beginning of the year. People say this is month two. Second month is still close to one. We still have 10 more months ahead. So my advice for us today is to build on what we've started, the positive things we started in 2022. I started a career that I love so much. In fact, and right now, the thing that brings me so much joy is analyzing data sets, working with this, working with that. And I am so thrilled that every moment, you know, I spend solving problems on my PC. That's like, it's one of the beautiful things, like, I do, and I enjoy it so much. And I'm going to build on that, because this 2023, oh my God in heaven, Don't mind me, I can joke too sometimes, but hey, the thing is, focus. Focus on what you want. Focus on the beginning now and work your way around it. Plan, you know, forget about distractions. I told myself in this 2023, I'm not sure anything can distract me because the way I have started already is beautiful and good. You know, distractions could come in any form and it is left for you to, you know, be able to identify and remove them from the path. Yes, remove distractions, remove them and focus. Keep walking. Keep walking. You know, forget about people. Forget about what they have to say. All the negative things. Forget about the questions, the doubts, even self-doubt. I killed self-doubt in 2022. Yes. And, you know, 2022 helped me a lot. Like, last year, the confidence level I kind of like got to. I built a lot of confidence in 2022. And I'm going to build more in this year. Ha! We need to really, really take advantage of this beginning, you know, and see what you want. See that at the end of the year, although the year may not be so good, you know, here in Nigeria, a lot of things are not working on so well. The fuel scarcity, the fuel price hike, no Nigerian notes, no currency. Like, I've not held like the Nigerian notes or currency in about a week. You know, we have problems everywhere, but not looking at those things. Not looking at those things are distractions as well. Just keep your eyes on the goal and focus. Focus. Last year as well, I prayed for focus. When I go to home cell and they ask me what I wanted, you know, I wanted to be prayed for, I talked about focus because I know what I wanted. I wanted to focus. And that prayer from my brethren is working, no, and they'll be so proud of me very soon. In fact, right now, I'm sure they're very proud of me. But then, beginnings are like a blank page, and it's free for you to write on 2023. It's like a new blank page, and it's free for you to write on. Take advantage of the opportunity and write beautiful things. Yes, write lovely things. And continue to work on that path. And I promise you, I guarantee you, with consistency, you will get gold. Thank you. And I don't know what to say at this point. So until the next podcast, bye.